We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna, and being able to adopt the qualities, the moral qualities from these attributes within ourselves so that we're able to reflect them, thus being in essence the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Khalifatullah as such, on this earth. We do this with the focus on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaq Allah," adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt in yourself the conduct of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also been looking at the ayat of Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the ism al-bar. It means the source of all goodness. Oh, the doer, the perfect doer of good. Let's look at a Quranic reference first. In Surah At-Tur, that is Surah number 52, Ayah 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna kunna min qablu nad'uh, innahu huwal barrur rahim. Indeed, we called upon him before, indeed, He is the source of all goodness, He is the benign, and He is the Rahim, He is the merciful. Now, Al-Barr is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is derived from Barr, which means the doer of goodness, Birr, meaning the doing of benevolent deeds. Al-Barr, therefore, is an inclusive word containing all the attributes of goodness, of benevolence, and charity. All good and bounty come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves for His ibad only good, comfort and ease. Doesn't like hardship for them. Neither does He like those who create hardship. Yet in His rahmah, He forgives the ones who do no good. He hides meanness. If in His justice He chooses to punish, His punishment never exceeds the sin that is committed, while His reward for good deeds is tenfold their value. Look at the other side of His goodness. He delays His punishment so that perhaps the one who has erred, the one who has done wrong, will realize the wrongdoing and repair it by correcting it and do a good act as well. Thus He transforms the sin that has been repented for into a good deed itself. If His abd intends to do a good deed but is unable to actualize it, Allah as Al-Barr rewards the intention as if it were actualized. But if His abd intends to sin and is unable to actualize it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the intention. When you do good to Allah's creation, even if it is by a smile or a kind word, you will see the reflection of Al-Barr in you. See, that is how to apply it to our lives. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Mount Sinai, he saw a person standing on the highest point of the arsh of Allah. And he asks, Ya Rabbi, how did this abd reach such heights? And Allah answers, He was never envious of the good that I bestowed upon my ibad, and he was especially good to his mother and father. On that point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Someone who reads the Qur'an and does not act upon what he reads is like someone who has not even looked upon the Qur'an. Someone who looks upon the faces of his parents in anger, even if he serves them loyally, with loyalty, has not cared for them. Neither have I anything to do with these kinds of people, nor do they have anything to do with me. See, rightness and goodness of action depends really on two bases. The first one is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second is the sincerity of intention or purity of purpose. Now, fear of Allah, and that's positive fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leads to taqwa, God consciousness. And this results in a greater effectiveness of deeds. Every act, positive or negative, has an effect upon the nafs. When the act is of devotion and ibadah, the effect is to make the physical faculties subservient to the intellectual faculties. Now, as a result of that, the physical nature is made subject to spirituality until the nafs reaches the stage of spiritual immersion and to attain its goal. Every act that increases this effect and discharges this service in a better way is more rightful and more effective in attaining the goal of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of deeds is the most difficult of them. When we have the devotional ibadah, they are to tame this nature and strengthen the self's active willpower. So taqwa, besides being one of the reforming agents of the self, also affects the influence of inward and outward human action, and therefore is the cause of their acceptability. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He only accepts from those who have taqwa. This is taqwa, which means doing all the wajibat and keeping away from all the muharramat, all that which is haram, and doing all that which is wajib. The second I said was sincere intention. Nothing is as important in ibadah as intention, for the relationship of intention to ibadah is like that of the nafs to the body. In the same way as the physical form originates in the physical aspect of the self, intention and its spirit originate from the inward aspect of a heart. If you want to become a doer of good amongst human beings, then it means to be able to manifest the attribute of al-barr. When I talked about the man who had reached the highest place of the arsh, and Allah says, this is the one who was never envious of the good that I bestowed upon others, and was especially good to his parents. By extension, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this abd who attained the highest point manifested a sense of wisdom, whereby he controlled his irrational aspects of the nafs and relinquishes attempts to control those around him. And see what the Qur'an says. In Surah Al-Imran, ayah 92, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تَحِبُّونَ. Never shall you achieve righteousness. بِرْ لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى, until يُنْفِقُوا, you spend out in the way of Allah what you love the most. The well of Zamzam is called Barra due to the abundance of its benefits of its water. So one who has applied al-barr into his or her life does not do anything ugly or abominable. They're always gracious. They're one who wish to do good to all believers. An abd of Allah can be barr according to the extent of his deeds of righteousness, but the first and foremost to observe the rights of his or her parents, teachers, and mentors. One to whom Allah is barr is protected from committing what displeases Allah, and he in turn will please him with many beautiful things, making his path in life full of success. He will make his objectives good. He will make him independent, protect him against committing anything which he deems unlawful. This name is amazing when it comes to curing sickness. If you recite Al-Barr 202 times, inshallah you'll find a cure or a relief from illnesses such as paralysis. Even those who feel they cannot let go of an habit, like maybe drinking alcohol, they recite this name 700 times a day, inshallah they'll be cured of these sort of addictions. If a storm erupts, if there is a problem when something unexpected comes up, then keep on reciting this name and inshallah you will find safety.